Kadushin Perek Dalad Mishnah Gimel. Kol Asurin Lavo Bakol. Mutarin Lavo Zebize. All of those that are not allowed to marry Bakol, that they are not allowed to marry a regular Bas Yisrael, they are allowed to intermarry among themselves, like we saw in Mishnah Aleph, the Gerim, Harurim, Mamzerim, Nesinim, Stuki, Vasuti are all allowed to intermarry among themselves, as they are all also love of a call, except for a Ger. This Mishnah is coming to add that a Ger, Ammoni, and Moavi, who is also love of a call, as the Torah said, Lo Yavo, Ammoni, Umavi, Bekahal Hashem, would also be allowed to marry the Psulim, such as a Mamzeris or a Nesina. Rabbi Yehuda Oyser. The Gemara explains what Rabbi Yehuda is coming to say is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda, who offers and argues with Mishnah Aleph, and he holds that a ger is not allowed to marry Psula, as a ger is mutter to a Bas Yisrael and is not allowed to marry a Mamzeres or a Nesina, that even Rabbi Yehuda, who offers a regular ger for marrying a Bas Yisrael, would agree that a ger Ammoni or a Moabi, who is ushered to marry a regular Bas Yisrael, would be allowed to marry Psula, such as a Mamzeres or a Nesina, and since he can't marry a regular Bas Yisrael, he would be mutter to marry a Mamzeres. Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer, Vadon, Bivadon, Mutter.
Rabbi Eliezer says somebody who is definitely also love over call, such as a Mamzer, can marry somebody else who is definitely also love over call, such as a Nesina. Vadon, Bistakon, who's Stakon, Bivadon, who's Stakon, Bistakon, also.
But somebody who is a Vadai, who for sure cannot marry Bas Yisrael, such as a Mamzer, would not be allowed to marry a Suffolk, such as a Stuki or a Sufi, a Sin. They are only a Suffolk. Maybe she is really a Bas Yisrael and is a Surah to a Mamzer. And also, one Suffolk cannot marry another Suffolk, such as a Stuki to an Asufi, or Stuki to a Stuki, or an Asufi to an Asufi. As since they are both Spakos, maybe one of them is a Mamzer and the other is a Bas Yisrael, and they are Usher to each other. So therefore, a Stuki cannot marry anybody, not to a Mamzer Vadei, not to Yisrael Vadei, and not to another Stuki. Be'elu heinat sfeikos, the following are considered suffik mamzerim, stuki, asufi, ukusi. Stuki and asufi, like we saw in the previous mission, also kusim are suffik mamzerim, as kusim do not know well the laws of gittin and kedushin, and it's possible they allowed an ashes ish to get remarried without a get, and any child that she has from that union would be a mamzer, so therefore all of the kusim are suffik mamzerim. Meseches Kedushin Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet. Hanoise Isha Kohenes. Tzarech Livdai Gachareha Arba Imahos Shehen Shmona. A Kohen who wants to marry a girl that is a Kohenes, before he marries her, he must check out four matriarchs of the family. Altogether, eight women he has to check out. These four matriarchs plus their mothers. This is talking about a case where two Edom are made that a Psul was an Itzarev in her Mishpacha, such as a Chalo, or a Mamzer, or a Shifcha. So since a Psul got mixed in to her family, the Kohen must check her out to make sure that she did not come from this Psul. Now, only a Kohen must check out a girl before he marries her. The Kohen has to be more careful about who he marries, as certain women are partial to a Kohen, but partial to Yisrael, such as a Halala. So therefore, since a Kohen cannot marry certain women that Yisrael could, they have to be more careful about who they marry, and they must check out each of that comes from a family that a Psul was mixed into it, as opposed to Yisrael, who can rely on the chesed kashrut of the Isha without checking her out. Now, that was the mission says he has to check out the mothers, not the fathers. The reason being, if one of the fathers would be puzzled, we would know about it, as when men fight among themselves, they insult each other, bigmuth, yuchsin, if one of them is a puzzle, they will mention this when they fight with each other, so therefore everybody would know about it. As opposed to women, when they fight and insult each other, if one of them was mizana, they would mention that when they insult each other, they would not mention gmuth yuchsin, so therefore we would not know about it if one of the women comes from faulty yuchsin. Ima ve'en ima. He would check out her mother, plus her mother's mother, her grandmother. Ve'en avi ima. The mother of the father of her mother, the ima. And her mother, this is her great-grandmother, the aim of viha, the ima. And also he would check out the mother of her father and that grandmother's mother, the aim avia viha v'ima. Plus, he would check out the mother of her father's father, that's her great-grandmother, v'ima, and that woman's mother. Also, altogether, eight women he checks out when he wants to marry a koheness, levia v'yisraelis, mosifin aleim od achas. Now, if he wants to marry a girl that is a levia or yisraelis, then he has to add another one, meaning he has to check out one more mother upwards, altogether 12 mothers. So therefore, he would check out her mother and her mother's mother, plus one more mother upwards, her mother's mother's mother, and that would be true all the way across. He would check out one extra woman upwards, so therefore altogether 12 women.